This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We want to thank the fine folks at Tate & Lyle for sponsoring our United Way update every week. The United Way of Decatur, Mid-Illinois, envisions a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient. The world took a little bit of a headstand back in March, and we have really, as a community, tried to keep up. Debbie Bogle joins us. She's been one of those incredible leaders out there, along with the Natalie Bext and the Tanya Andricks and the mayor and so many others who are thinking about other people at this time. How are you holding up? How are you doing?
Well, you know, it's been really busy and kind of crazy. And there are, you know, still things out there that keep me up at night that, you know, that are happening in our community with, you know, these Atlas families that we always talk about and people struggling to pay their bills and pay their rent and, you know, all of those things. And so we continue to just make sure that we're doing everything we can to support our community right now. We just did the food distribution Saturday, last Saturday, and that went well. And
talk to me a little bit about that. I couldn't be there, but I was there with you thinking about it on Saturday morning. How did it work with Fairview Park?
It was excellent. There's so much space there. We never had to worry about people sitting in line for an hour waiting for food. It just went so well. We were so excited that place, that Fairview Park, worked out so well. And, you know, it was more convenient for everybody that's coming to get some food. And so it was really nice. And we managed to feed 400 families. I mean, we're really excited about that we were able to do that again. And our partnership with the Central Illinois Food Bank has just been exceptional.
Yep, and a big thank you to the Park District and to the Decatur Police Auxiliary officers and everyone who was involved. It's just amazing. But the need is clearly still there.
It really is. And just the families that were coming through, you know, they don't want to be there. And so it's, you know, it's hard for people to come in and accept that kind of help. But it's a judgment-free zone. I mean, this is for everybody. It's not, there's nothing to be ashamed of right now. Everybody's going through some times and we're here for you. And, you know, I just want to stress, as things are getting a little crazy out there right now, our website still has information on where you can get help. You can go to uwdecatur.org. It's the first thing that pops up. You just click on the COVID page, and there's information there for all of our counties for many different things, mental health. You know, a lot of people are struggling right now with isolation, and we really need to make sure that we're addressing those issues just to make sure people are okay. So everything like that is on that page, and I would just encourage people that even if you're not quite sure what you need, go to that page and look at the services available.
All right, and that's uwdecatur.org. And as you said, just click on the COVID-19 resources page, and you will find that. How concerned are you for the months ahead? As you know, none of us want winter, but you know it's on the way. And as the number of cases keep growing, the number of deaths keep growing. Eventually, as we've talked about over and over, and I think sometimes because of, you know, the governor extended the moratorium on evictions, but sooner or later, all of this stuff is going to come to a head. How concerned are you about 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 180 days?
I'm very concerned. You know, we're going to make sure that we're providing things like food and, you know, try to help the agencies, you know, in their mission to feed our community. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. And as, you know, as rent comes due again, it's going to be a huge problem, and we've not seen the worst of it yet across the country. You know, this is happening not just here, but it's something that's going to be – it's going to take a long time to fix all of this and get people back on track. And it just seems almost impossible at times. But if we can keep people where they're at right now rather than let them fall into poverty, it's so much – easier to keep them and so much cheaper for every community to keep them where they're at and help them sustain their current situation. If somebody loses their apartment, they get evicted, they're going to have a really hard time finding another place to live because they've already been evicted, so nobody's going to want to rent to them. Same thing with a mortgage. If you default, then there's going to be some real issues. It's so much easier if we can just give a little bit of help now rather than lots of help later on, and our community will be better for it.
All right, Deb, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. Debbie Bogle from the United Way, one of the tremendous heroes in this community.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.